Blog Talk Radio.
Accomplish tonight as possible. I'll be with you 30 minutes tonight.
And before we go to any further ado, I would like all of you, my loyal and faithful, I just almost lost my train of thought, digital podcast audience on tonight, I'm asking you and you and you that will to bow your head as we reference the one and only Jesus Christ of Nazareth on tonight. Father God, hallelujah, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. Father, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Jesus Christ, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praises. These and other blessings and prepositions we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And I just thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm coming in relatively late, but I'm here just the same. And so, like I said, we're going to go on into our program, and our sermon on tonight is a new heart. And we know that in this time that we're living in, we have a whole lot of patients that are in need of a new heart. And although a natural heart will cost just the minimum of about $150,000 to $200,000. Now, my sister, bless her soul, before she died, she was on the list as needing a heart. And she never did get that heart. And I just wanted to know the price of a going heart. And I was really startled at the numbers. So we know that buying a heart, getting a heart that's been in someone else's body that might have died some tragic or some type of ill death, costs up into the thousand of dollars. But the heart that I'm talking about tonight don't cost you anything, because Jesus Christ, he paid the price for yours and my sins. So this heart that I'm talking about is the heart that you already have, but I'm talking about that spiritual heart. And it's in need of an overhaul. We find out that some of our hearts are clogged. You know, it's just like a sink that gets clogged with debris, and sometimes you can get your hair from your hairbrush or your comb embedded in your sink, and you will have to call out the plumbers in order to unstop your plumbing facility. So we know that we have a lot of hearts that has envy in the heart. There's hatred in the heart. There's malice in the heart. There's covetousness in the heart. So when you have these kind of spiritual diseases, then you will need a renewal or a makeover. Now, we know that our nation is sick, and it has a bad heart. And our nation and its people need a major operation. They need a heart transplant. The symptoms of his heart is violent, crime, dysfunctional families, racism, moral and social apathy, greed and adultery. Like us, Israel had rebelled against God because their hearts were hardened. And we got some folks like that right now in this 21st century in which we live. We have people just like that in our day-to-day lives. So they chose not to remember God's blessings, deliverance, or his instructions. They were trampled down, the objects of ridicule. And then they had a defeated spirit, and they had lost their direction and their prosperity. Hallelujah. But then the nation of Israel repented, and they changed their heart toward God and renewed their relationship with him. So God responded, hallelujah, I am for you. And things are going to get better. Hallelujah. Man, even for you, the world will acknowledge and honor you through me. Because of our renewed relationship, families will be whole again. Communities will be rebuilt. And our population will increase. And you will be more prosperous than at your beginning. And we find out that Ezekiel reminds us, too, that conditions don't have to stay the way that they are. We don't have to suffer with the symptoms of a bad heart. Repentance, hallelujah, is the operation that we need. And God promises that if we repent, he will give us a new heart. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of you, flesh, and I will give you your heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. That's found in the law of Ezekiel 36 and 26 through 27. Hallelujah. And we know that repentance before the Lord results in receiving a new heart and the life-giving spirit. The new heart produces love, hallelujah, joy and peace, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, self-control. God promises restoration and preservation are the reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to read a little bit over in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter and the first verse. And it reads like this. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word. Hallelujah, thus says the Lord. God, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am God. Hallelujah. I am the Lord. So I prophesied. And as I commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them about above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, hallelujah. Thus said the Lord, God come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your grave. Hallelujah. And bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your grave, my people, and brought you up out of your grave. Hallelujah. And shall put my spirit in you. Did you hear what I said? You that are out there, my digital listening podcast audience, the 14th verse, and said, I will put my spirit in you. So God would put his spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it. And not only spoken it, but I have performed it, says the Lord. So I just want you to know, you that are out there in my podcast digital audience on tonight, you that are in need of a new heart, I come to bring you good courage on tonight, that God can take that old heart that you got and make your heart brand new. God will put love in your heart where there's been hatred. God can put love where there's envy. God can replace hatred with love. He can replace malice with love and kindness and tenderness. God can replace covetousness with love for your fellow woman or your fellow man. Hallelujah. God is a God that can do anything but fail. There is no failing in God. So you that are in need of a new heart on tonight, I come to bring you the good news that Jesus Christ is in the new heart transplant business. God can take that old heart that you got and replace it with the love for God, a love for God's people. He can create you a new heart that you never thought you could ever have. All you got to do is submit yourself unto God and come to God as you are. You don't have to get your hair cut. You don't have to get your hair whooped. You don't have to get no new outfit. You don't have to get a new pair of shoes. God said you can come as you are and admit that you are a sinner. God, I am a sinner. I am a wretch undone sinner. And I am under construction. I need some rebuilding on this old temple of mine because it's got cracks in it. This heart got cracks in the crevice of your heart. And God will renew that old heart and replace it with a new transplant heart. God can do that if you allow him tonight. God can take that heart of yours and make it spectacular. You will even go out on your workplace and tell your coworkers about this new God that you found that has embedded in you a new heart. A new heart for loving your fellow man, for loving those that you've hated for whatever reason. That a lot of people just got hatred, malice in their heart. They don't even know why. But they just possess. That's a spirit demonic spirits. And that has to be removed so God can put his good grace and kindness and love inside of you. See, we got to be renewed. The old self has to go off. And then God will replace it with a new you. You will be a new, improved human being. The lies that you used to tell, you won't tell those lies no more. The jokes you used to tell, they won't be important anymore. You'll put away with the jokes. Because jokes is nothing but symbolic lies. Somebody told, somebody made up. But God will take those, the lying tongues, away from you. He will take that malice and hatred for one another. You know, I find out that God has really got to work on us. Because in the society that we're living in, it's like God cannot bless his people. And God is not a God of selfishness. God just don't bless one person and then he stops there. God blesses everybody. Everybody on this planet, God has blessed them. Because if he hadn't blessed you, you wouldn't be where you are today. But people have got malice and hatred in their heart. When you tell people God has blessed you with monetary currency or anything, then they get mad. If you testify that God bless you with a new house, a new home, and you come from the shelter, or may you come from a tent, may come from under a bridge, and God bless you and put you under he put you on the four walls. He took you off of the streets. Maybe you was homeless. Maybe you was living with someone. But what I'm saying is that God blessed you where you could have your own place. And you find the old people that said they are children and a child of God that got hatred and malice in their heart. And God said only the pure in heart shall see him. So that's the reason why that we need a new heart overhaul. That's what we need. Because we've got too much hatred and malice, yet we say we are children of God. But you have malice and hatred in your heart for your old Christian family, your old brother and sister that's in God. And you're all living for the same purpose, and that is to see God's face. We're all living for the same purpose. We're serving the same God. God don't discriminate. He don't bless one and then don't bless the other. If you get on your knees and pray, God will hear your prayer. He will hear your prayer. You come to him in sincerity, God will hear your humble cry. God do not turn a deaf ear to no one. But I mean, you just can't not say what had God. But I'm going to testify. I don't care who don't like it. I'm going to testify about what God has done for me in my life. That's what God wants you to do. God don't want you to keep no closed mouth to his goodness. Because if you don't tell it, how will the sinners know? How will the sinners know that God is a miracle worker if they don't see it through us? And we are the ones that's going out in the highway and the byway and to compel the sinners to come unto God. They won't know unless we tell them. So that's why we out here in the highway, in the byway, it's a tale of God's goodness. That's the reason you're out here. But you just find out that people that you wouldn't even thought that would be jealous and have malice in their heart, yet they say they love you, yet they say they are God. But you can't say nothing that what God has done for you. But I'm here to tell you, God didn't just start blessing me. God has blessed me all of my life. A-L-L-L, all of my life. God has blessed me. And God just started blessing me more when you get over into the sanctity of God and you don't have to live under your own recognizance on what you can do, what your power that you have. God shows you his power, his omnipotent power, or what he can do in your life if you let him. But I'm telling you, all of this hatred and malice has got to be done away with. is you got to ask God to come into you and remove those things. Those are obstacles. Those are things that will hinder you from the kingdom of heaven. So you've got to get on your knees and talk to God and tell him, you know, God, I got issues, because we all have issues. But we have to pray. That's the reason why we have to pray daily. We have to stay on these knees and pray to God. You know, to whatever that is not right, create in me a clean spirit. And whatever is not like you, take it out. Take it away. I don't want nothing in my heart that's not like God. Because I love everybody. I love anybody. I don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow, blue, purple, whatever color you is. It doesn't have any bearing on my love for you. And you know, I tell you, the devil is so busy until I'm just so loving. And I've been all that way all of my life. I've loved folks all of my life. Even when I didn't, well, I know God all my life, but I mean when I was out there in the world doing my thing, I lacked people then. So I didn't just start lacking people because I got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I lacked people then, but I love them more so now that we're in Christ. We're in the body of Christ. We're sisters and brethren in the body of Jesus Christ. And so God give you a more loving heart when he put his spirit down into you. But I tell you, I can't even tell my own church family and friends and supporters, I can't even tell them I love them without somebody getting the wrong impression. You know, I've had women's and young ladies and stuff coming at me and talking about, I've seen your profile, you know, I'd like to get to know you. But see what the devil do, the devil will trick them over there in the Holy Ghost playground. He will get them derailed right over there in the Holy Ghost playground. Then that way I get to tell them about Jesus. I say, listen, ain't nothing funny about me. In my money, I might be a little short on that. But that's the only thing funny about me. I found my Holy Ghost kind of woman. I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, if you want to know about God, we can talk. But if God is not who you're looking for, well, I am so sorry, you got the wrong person. And if you continue in this manner, then I'm so sorry, but I'll have to report you to the authorities, or a higher up person. So if the authorities may, if I don't have to, if I have a level, before the authorities come in, then we'll go to that level. If there's no one at that level, then we'll go to the next level. But I'm telling you how the devil got these folks' minds twisted and confused, and they're bound by demonic spirits, and they need deliverance. See, that's the kind of heart I'm talking about. That heart that makes you want to love another woman, that you need a rehauling of your heart. And it'll make you love like God said love, not lusting after somebody. I'm not looking for no woman. When God bless me, I will be looking for a male. That's who I'll be looking for. And until God hook me up with a man, I'm going to be single as I am today. But I am not interested in another woman. So I want y'all, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. That's because I say I love you, God bless you, and I said, and I send you holy kisses and heavenly kisses, or however I send it to you. It's only in God. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing else, nothing less. See what I'm saying? But people will get it twisted. They'll get it twisted. But that's the reason why I said our hearts need an overhaul. You need a new heart. And take that current heart that you have out. And let God replace it with an A-grade heart. A heart that's pleasing and acceptable unto God. A heart that will love your neighbor. A heart that will go out on the limb for somebody. A heart that you will take your coat off. If somebody's cold, you can say, hey, you can have my sweater. You can have my coat. You can have my blouse. You can have my shirt. That's the kind of heart that Jesus is looking for to work in his vineyard. He's not looking for nobody that, hey, you know, God, he's doing this for you and ain't doing nothing for me. Maybe you need to do what I'm doing, and I'm praying, and I'm serving God, and I'm seeking God's face. So nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if you do something, then you'll get end results after you do something. So I hope and pray in ending that I've said something to inject your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, I will be delighted to hear from you. If you have any prayer petitions you would like the old Ship of Zion to pray with you with, then you can send all your correspondence to God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. Zip is 95020. And the program is the old Ship of Zion. And you can say attention to Senior Pastor Janice Ward. You can email me. My email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.